name is JC, Juan Carlos, known as JC, from the Chopra Center. I'm a certified instructor in meditation, and I'll be assisting you and sharing with you this space. You know, so many times I have shared with friends and family members the idea that every day is a Friday. And I have felt this way because following the seven spiritual laws of success by Deepak, on Fridays we get to practice detachment. I have found that detaching from things, experiences, expectations, and even loved ones really sets me free, takes me to a different state of being, takes me to a more vibrant level of consciousness and joy. That is why today is a perfect day to look back at yesterday's message of being a teacher and take it to the next level, the level of giving. And to do this, we will begin with a journey into giving. So all you need to do right now is to just find a comfortable position, start to settle in, and just focus on your breath. Notice how easy and effortless it is to breathe. Just feel and sense how you inhale and how you exhale. Just feel that gift of life. It is truly the gift of life. And my only request to you is that you choose to be present. That you choose to be present. Just let go. Just let go. Today's a perfect day to let go. This moment is the perfect moment to let go. Today's love detachment. And right now, I detach. Now, the first thing that I need you to do is pick a spot in the universe. Just pick a spot in the universe. That place that you just want to be at right now. Sitting down, walking, doing anything you want, anything you wish. Just go there right now, this instant. And feel your surroundings. Now pick a person that you obviously know, someone that you just love so much. Just pick someone that you love so much. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just gently sit down and invite this person to sit down in front of you. You're sitting down with a person that you love so much. You know exactly who that is. And this person is sitting right in front of you, waiting patiently. Just sitting, just sharing that space with you. Now I'm gonna ask you to, while sitting there, just close your eyes. Close your eyes and go within. And just try to remember. Try to imagine in your mind that tangible object, that token, that lucky charm, that object that has been there in your life for so many years. That thing that you cherish so much, that tangible object, could be anything. But you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is one thing that reminds you of who you are. It is that object that lets you know that you're alive, that you had a past, that you're in a present, and that there is a future. Just imagine in your mind that token, that lucky charm, that object that, when in your hands, you just feel alive. You know you're home. And just put it in your hands and feel it, sense it. You're just so happy. You're just so happy to be with that amazing, tangible object, that token, and with that person that you love so much right in front of you. And what comes next, you had no idea you were capable of doing. But here you are, with your token, with that person that you love so much, in this spot in the universe that you chose. And the next thing you do is, you ask this person to receive this token. You put the token in his or her hands. And while you do so, you repeat these words with me. I love you for who you are. I adore you for who you are. I cherish your life, and I admire your soul. And right now it hits you. You are giving away your token. As a matter of fact, you're sharing your token with the universe. And as a result, you're giving to yourself. Because you know the law of giving and receiving is about giving and receiving to yourself and the universe at the same time. And this person that you love so much looks at you in the eye. Doesn't even need to say thank you. Doesn't even need to say I love you. That is already there. Everything is synchronized. And love is the most synchronized energy in the universe. You just feel so happy. You are definitely in expansion mode. You are definitely in expansion mode. Let's take a deep breath in, and while you exhale, you come back to this place of stillness and silence. You come back to this meditation, and we will go through a silent meditation. We will repeat this mantra, which is so hum. So hum. Because you know, all we did with that visualization was planting a beautiful, nourishing seed. Now we're gonna let it expand. Where? In our subconscious. In that realm of infinite possibilities. In that place where we're completely detached from the outcome. So just come with me, and let's meditate for a couple of minutes with so hum. Just repeat it easily and effortlessly in your mind. Without resisting or anticipating changes, just do it gently, smoothly. Don't mind the time. I will just let you know when to stop repeating your mantra. Enjoy. please just release the mantra and sit gently with your eyes closed. Try to notice and feel and sense that vibrant, emerald-colored energy in your heart chakra, which we know as the Anahata chakra, right in your chest, your heart chakra, where you have all that peace, harmony, laughter, and love. This process that you just went through, the process of giving, emanated from this chakra, the heart chakra, the Anahata. Just try to sense that beautiful emerald color. Vibrant, life, giving. Now to close this meditation, let's just plant three more seeds, three questions that even if you don't know the answer to them right now, it doesn't even matter. Just leave them there as seeds. Just think about your daily routine. Do you find yourself giving more than thinking about giving? In other words, do you find yourself easily, effortlessly, without thinking, giving yourself to others? The second beautiful seed has to do with the constant flow between giving and receiving. Do you feel this as a natural flow in your life? The flow of giving and receiving? And finally, do you feel that this meditation helps you understand the hidden beauty of giving and receiving? I'm going to leave you with this beautiful thought. If you choose to give love, you have also chosen to receive love. The universe always listens to our intentions. It resonates with our actions. It experiences with our soul. So go out there, live, and while you do so, enjoy the pleasure and expansion of giving love and receiving love. Because you know, happiness can't be saved for later. I am JC from the Chopra Center, and I feel fortunate I have shared this moment with you. It is a gift to be heard by you. Namaste.